Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Hi, family and friends. I'm so glad you're here with me this week. Thanks for joining. And your card readings for this week are Leap of Faith, Archangel Metatron, Believe in Yourself, Listen to Your Heart, Do What Gives You Joy. And as soon as I saw this card, I thought, that's the whole point this week, is to really lean into joy. What brings you joy? Whether that is playing outside, hugging a tree, petting your dog. Maybe for some of you, it's arts and crafts. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's dancing. And maybe you've forgotten what brings you joy, and that's okay. We're going to get into this more in the episode, but just hold on for that. But short and the long of it is, do what brings you joy. And the reading out of the book is Leap of Faith. Archangel Metatron brings you this card to encourage you to take a leap of faith. You are fully empowered to follow a new path in life that is full of excitement and wonder. The opportunities for evolution and growth are truly unlimited if you'll just have faith in yourself and believe in your dreams. You have only to take the first step to find yourself on the way to a happier new life. Your angels and guides will send helpful people to assist you as you go along. You're encouraged to be proactive in researching whatever information is required. Don't let a lack of experience or self-confidence hold you back. You are meant to have the joy you seek. Additional meanings of this card: being self-assured and believing in yourself, childlike innocence, unending curiosity, the joy of life, courage, and following your heart. Archangel Metatron is a loving and protective guide to young or highly sensitive people. He can help you free yourself from situations that no longer serve you. Metatron can also give you the courage and confidence to make important changes in your life. Call upon this archangel when you wish to get in touch with the child that is within you or to release old fears that are holding you back. And what's coming up as I read all that to tell you guys is just trust. And I know that's not easy to do, but trust that whatever it is that's on your heart, begging you to bring it forward, just do it and trust. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you quit your 9-to-5 and just believe that it's going to happen. But like it said there, do the research you need to do and trust and take the steps necessary to get to that place where you can be doing whatever that is that your dream is, whether that's you want a family and you want 3 kids or you want all your kids to be happy, healthy, and free, or maybe for some of you, it's that you want to bust out of addictions and you're just tired of being an addict or an alcoholic, or I don't know, the different listeners that come in have various different problems. But I want to tell you that it is possible. And like it said there, have childlike innocence, which is, remember, kids just believe that anything is possible. Like when we were kids, what did we dream? Like we wanted to be astronauts and prime ministers, or for some of you, presidents or whatever, depending where you live. But we had big dreams, and then somehow we let them go, and that's okay. Maybe those dreams weren't meant for us, but in this moment, these cards are telling you to take the leap of faith with full trust and belief that it's going to be okay. Because even if the leap of faith you take is the wrong leap of faith, in the sense, not that anything is really right or wrong, but maybe not quite the direction you were supposed to go, the universe is going to catch you and it's going to help you course correct, and you'll be okay. Even in the depths of my despair and my worst at worst scenarios, which there have been some bad ones in my life, as you, some of you guys know, I always had this unending faith that I would be okay and that God had me. I always said, God's got this. Didn't always necessarily believe it in the moment, but I would say it and eventually grow into believing it. But it's always going to be okay, even if it's not what we want. So take the leap of faith with trust and belief. And if for some reason that was the wrong direction, just course correct. So anyways, that's what's coming through for that card. I hope that supports you this week. And if you have any questions with relation to that, just get a hold of me on social media. The second card I pulled for this group is from the Life Loves You deck by Louise Hay and Robert Holden from their book Life Loves You. And the card reads, I welcome miracles into my life. Just breathe that in for a minute. I welcome miracles into my life. Be open to miracles today. You will experience a miracle each time you decide to let life love you a little bit more than before. And how true that really is when we redefine our definition of miracles. It can be a miracle that you got out of bed this morning. It can be a miracle that you hit a red light and were 5 minutes late for work. It can be a miracle that you have food in your house to eat. It can be anything can be a miracle if we decide to see it as such. So be open to the miracles. Just the tiny little things that bring you joy. The tiny little things that make you get a quirk on your face and think, that's funny. Hopefully not from a place of judgment of someone else, but if that's your thing, no judgment here. Just see what miracles exist, because when we're open to miracles, more miracles show up. What I'm being called to say to you in this moment is this idea of, say to yourself in the morning, miracles are going to happen today. We're going to watch for them and take note of them when they happen. And then do that if you're able to. Make a note in your phone or write a note on a post-it note when a miracle happens for you. Maybe you get money you weren't expecting, or a phone call that is really good news. Or again, your miracles are all going to be different. But if you set the intention in the morning to see the miracles, or even if that's too big of a word, you can say something wonderful is going to happen today. I'm going to watch for it, and when it happens, I'm going to notice it and take note of it. And if taking note of it is too much to ask of you right now, that's okay too. Just make a mental note for yourself and build off the momentum of that. When something good happens, notice the next good thing, because ultimately there are two spirals in life. There's the everything is crap spiral that just keeps going down and down and down and down till we're feeling like crap and everything is awful and nothing is going our way and we're missing any of the good that is happening around us, because there's usually something, but we just can't see it. And believe me, I'm guilty of this too. That's why I can speak about it. Or there's the upward spiral, which is the one I like to get on because it's fun, which is like something small happens. Like I wake up to my first alarm, because spirit of honesty, guys, I have like, well, every 5 minutes from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., I have an alarm set. I'm not great at hearing alarms in the morning. Probably because I have sleep apnea, but I digress. So if I wake up to my first alarm, boom, I'm having a good day. It is a good day. I didn't have to have the alarms go off all hour long, and my neighbor probably hear them and all these other things, right? And so then I build off of that, where like I'll notice that on that day, I noticed my daughter got up in a pleasant mood. She usually does, but on that day, I notice it. And then that spiral starts to build up, and the momentum builds up and up and up to the point that by the end of the day, as long as I've stayed in that upward momentum, I feel really good and I feel positive about all the wonderful miracles or wonderful things or beautiful things that have happened in my life that day. And even if some things went crap, like I had a day like that once where I was building all the upward, 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 And something really bad happened. I can't remember what now at this point, but I got some really bad news or something. And it didn't take me out at the knees and it didn't ruin my day because I was in the upward spiral and I was able to respond to whatever the situation was with love and not have it totally affect me. So I hope that serves you today. And now let's get on with the episode. So I have a few different things I want to share with you guys today just to give you a little bit of support. So first of all, to all the empaths I know, which basically is definitely almost every single woman I've ever met, as well as quite a few of the men. So that's why I think this is important, because a lot of people that don't realize that they pick up on other people's energy don't know that there are tricks and things that you can, well, not tricks, that's not true, rituals, experiences that you can invoke for yourself to kind of protect your energy. There's many very different ones, but I'm just going to share two with you today because I don't want to overwhelm you guys. So the first one I learned from Gabby Bernstein, who is a mentor of mine, at one of her live events, I believe, which is actually, I'm going to share two of them that I learned from her, but there are many other ones that I apply as well. But some of these I was already doing in my life. I think that's why it stands out for me when she mentioned it, because I was like, oh, and these two I was already doing in a sense. But first thing in the morning, put on your, I call mine my positivity cloak. I can't remember what Gabby called it, but so for her, what she does is she zips like a sleeping bag from the back of her ankles all the way behind her legs, over her back, over her head, in front of her face, in front of her chest, in front of her legs, to her toes. And she zips up her energy field and says some sort of prayer surrounding that. What I do is I put on my positivity cloak, I call it. And it came out of a journeying I did with someone where they suggested that in the journeying there was this cloak. And mine is like, of course, because it's me, it's rainbowy and sparkly. And it's just, it's a girl thing and it's beautiful. But I put that on over top of my head and my body. And I say an invocation, something to the effect of, and it's kind of different every day depending what's on the schedule for that day, but it's only guides of the highest truth and compassion, only energies, sorry, of the highest truth and compassion are welcome in this space. Any energy that is of low frequency, divert that back to the universe with love. And in the spirit of honesty, I don't do this every day, but on the days I do it, I'm not as drained at the end of the day. I don't feel as overwhelmed. I'm not gasping for air because I've had clients and different things, because those energetic cords that sometimes connect to us aren't there. When you're doing in public events and face to face, you'll often see me with some sort of shawl or something, and I can close the shawl to kind of surround my heart space and my lower torso chakras, like the root and sacral and things like that. And it's not that I'm trying to be closed off to the people. I'm still very open and talkative, but I'm protecting my energy field, because with my autism and things, sometimes too much sensory can be too much for me, which is ironic because I'm a very social person and I get a lot of energy from social events. But when I know that I'm just a little, I don't want to say overwhelmed, overstimulated, that's a better word, I just kind of close off my cloak, and that way it's another barrier for those energies to get to me. That being said, the next thing I'd like to share with you, so that's the first two, is when you are involved in any sort of interaction with anyone, there's often an energetic cord that forms in the spiritual realm. Sometimes those cords are very positive and they fuel us. Other times they can be very draining. And one of my mentors, I can't remember which one now, talked about someone that actually was able to suck some of their life force energy out of them and cause them to have to sleep for a few days and go see a healer and different things. And it wasn't that other person's fault. They didn't mean to do that. It's just the energetic ties. So another practice that is very important, even if the only interactions you have are over social media, over the internet, there are still energetic ties that connect there. because the internet doesn't really have time-space continuum, right? Like, I know when I do energy healings over the internet, it's just as effective as if the person was on my table. So, yeah. Short and the long of it is, you want to do a cord-cutting meditation or invocation. And some of you may know what this is. I am actually in the process of recording one to be able to distribute or sell in the near future. So if you're interested in that, please reach out to me. But short and the long of it is, you want to cut all energetic, etheric cords that have been attached to you throughout the day and transmute them back to the universe with love. So you can do this by calling in Archangel Michael. You can do this by calling in your guides and spirits of the highest truth and compassion. You can do whatever feels good for you, just or ask God. God, please remove any energetic cords that anyone has attached to me. Because sometimes people can attach cords to you without you even really interacting with them. And again, they're not doing it to be harmful. It's just depending who you are in their life, if they're really inspired by you and things, they can add these cords. So you want to disconnect those cords from your soul and being. You can also do an energy sweep over your body and kind of flush out any, but not going to go into all the details because, like I said, I will be creating that this week actually for you guys. So, but you want to make sure to do a cord cutting at the end of your day before you go to sleep. One, so you can get a good night's rest and not be bothered by anyone else's energetic cords to you. And two, it's just going to help, especially my empaths in the room. It's really going to support and help you to not feel so drained all the time because of the outside world's energy. Another point to the empaths, make sure to plan time for solitude. When you're an empath, even if you're like me, who's an empath who loves social interaction, I have to make sure to schedule just me time. And I don't mean that to sound selfish or anything like that. It's not. It's just I have to have some of that quiet time to allow my body to not be fueled by anyone else's emotions. So for me, a lot of times mine's at the end of the day after my daughter's gone to bed. I just kind of relax and allow myself that, and I clear the space. And so for a lot of you, I would recommend that as well, because a lot of empaths are always go, 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 and not allowing themselves that time to just kind of refresh and restore other than when they sleep. And sometimes you need that downtime in your awake time too. So anyways, that's all I have to share with you on that. The other thing I wanted to cover this week, although I'm getting close to the time frame I want to cut off, I'm trying to keep these episodes about 10 to 20 minutes for you guys, but is the importance of joy. Any person I know that's been on a personal development journey or a spiritual journey or anything like that really has to figure out what brings them joy. And I'm going to share with you guys a couple different ways to do this for yourself. And I'm going to ask that you actually do this for yourself. It's great to listen to these podcasts. It's great to take these things in. But if you're not applying it and taking action, you're still staying stuck. And I don't want that for you. I want the best for you. I want the highest good for every person that I get to help. So I want you to take three fingers and hold them like touching each other and put them at that divot between your two collarbones and at the bottom of the third finger down, like facing down towards your belly button. Like, I don't know if it's vertical or horizontal, vertical, hold the hand vertical. And at the bottom of that, just start tapping there very gently. That's your second heart, chakra. And while you're tapping it, and you don't have to do this right now, I'm explaining how to do it, but while you're tapping there, I want you to ask yourself questions like, what makes me really happy? And listen for your soul truth answer, because when you're tapping this heart chakra, your soul truth comes out. It's not the truth that's been bombarded by what's right, what's wrong, what's appropriate. And whatever the answer is, don't question it. Like maybe it's going to be horseback riding, or maybe it's ice skating, or maybe it's playing with rocks. I have a girlfriend that's one thing that brings her joy. Whatever the answer is, trust that, because it's from your soul. And if you get more than one answer, that's great too. Ask yourself other questions like, what did I like to do as a young child that made me really happy, ecstatic, or joyful? and see what the answer is or see what you can recall in your memory. But sometimes our memories change things because our childhood experiences and our adult experiences and the time in between the two, sometimers can sometimes happen. It happens to me where I don't necessarily remember things. So again, tap that soul truth center and ask yourself, what brings me joy? Or you can sit in a quiet meditative practice and just say the word joy to yourself in your mind, or you can even say it out loud, joy, joy, joy. And what thoughts come to mind and what experiences come to mind. And whatever comes up for you, if you're able to, write it down. Because again, sometimes our memories aren't the greatest. And then I want you to go out and find ways to get more of that in your life. So when I did this experience, answers like writing came up because I loved to write when I was a kid, and singing and dancing and swimming and making potions. Like, these are the things I remember from childhood that I absolutely loved to do. And then I found ways to get more of that in my life. As of May, the third book I'm writing in will have launched at that point. So I'll have written in 3 books in the last year since I did an exercise similar to this about 2 years ago. I sang on a stage over the last year, or maybe that was 2 years ago. I got involved in a duet with someone and I sang on a stage for some people. Like, and my experience was I went where life brought me joy and then life brought me other joys. And that's really what that card, Leap of Faith, was about, was follow your joy. Because wherever there's things that bring, and don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean you don't have responsibilities. Like, I sometimes question the thoughts that come into my mind when I'm sharing with you guys, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to share honestly. There are parts about raising my daughter that I don't really like sometimes. Don't get me wrong. I love her with all my heart. But there are things where I have to nag her, I guess, that's being a parent, but I don't really like that part of it. I like when we're having fun and it's joyful and we're laughing and we're playing games and different things, right? But I have to do the responsible parent thing in order to raise a daughter who listens to her own heart, follows the beat of her own drum, but also follows the rules. Not all rules in the sense of, like, we don't always go by societal norms in our house, but she still has to be a decent human being to other people, right? So all of that to say, I still have to meet those responsibilities. I still have to pay my bills. That's not always a joyful experience for me, but I have to do it, right? So you don't get to usurp anything that's not joyful. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that because that's not reality. But find ways to get more joy in your day. One of the things is I got my daughter a rebounder for Christmas, and I've actually been using it while she's at school because it makes me happy to bounce up and down and it puts me in a good mood. Now, there's a lot of psychological evidence to that effect as well. So if you don't have a rebounder, go get one if you want one. The bouncing creates endorphins and things. But anyways, find things that bring you joy and find ways to get more of that in your life. Even if it's just once a month, maybe something that brings you joy is going out with your girlfriends for a dinner out. Find a way to do that for yourself once a month. And if you're not able to do it, then figure out a way to make it work. Maybe you have them to your house for dinner, or everything is figure outable. Don't hesitate to find solutions. And if one solution doesn't work, try another one, because you might try something and then you find, oh, that doesn't really bring me joy. Okay, you don't have to do it again. But that's kind of all I have for you guys this week. If you have any questions or you need any further support, please reach out to me on any social media. The Souls Unleashed Facebook group is open and ready for business. I'm in there quite often doing different things and trainings. Once a week, I'll be in there definitely doing some guidance. So if you'd like to join us in there, please do. Other than that, I think that's it. I hope you guys have an absolutely fabulous week. Know you are loved. Know you are beautiful. Know you are worth it. Know that the world needs your light. Don't forget that. Take the leap of faith. Come out of the closet of your spiritual gifts and share with the world your truth. Until next time, Let's go paint the town with love. I also have a few spots available to work with me one-to-one, so if you're interested in that, please reach out to me. Have a fabulous week, guys. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfulsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.